All right, rundown. We're fucking live.
This is wild.
November 31st? How are we doing with that?
30 days, half September, April, June, and November. There's only 30 days in November.
I never learned that verse. What is the date? December 1, then?
28th of November.
November 28th, it's Cyber Monday.
August 4th.
It's Cyber Monday, so this rundown is brought to you by the Barstool Telethon that will be going on at 6:30. We got the phones everywhere. We're going to have everybody lined up.
Call.
Tell us why you bought t-shirts, what t-shirts mean for you. It's for the kids slash us. We're the only company ever to run a charity event where the money is clearly not going to charity and going to our bottom line. So shout out to that. It is also brought to you by Lisa, Mattresses, 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 the only mattresses that use the Mattresses, Mattresses, Mattresses slogan. You get $75, click on the link, you can do it. But this rundown on Cyber Monday is specifically brought to you by our telethon. So if you buy a shirt or a sweatshirt or anything, you'll get a phone number that comes around 5 o'clock. You can call up, talk to us, Cyber Monday. All right, let's get into it. Starting the NFL, not a ton. We had a very Jets-Patriots type game, very ugly game for the Patriots. I thought it was humorous that Jets fans at any point thought they were going to win that game. And people did, by the way.
Seen that 1 million times, man.
You even did. You said, you tweeted out like, oh, we'll probably win this game and fuck our draft pick.
Yeah, well, that
was. So did you want to lose?
It was kind of a win-win situation for me. Either we get, you know, we beat the Pats and I can rub it in your face, or we need to tank. We need a draft pick, and it would be very Jets to not do that. So that was the only reason there was a glimmer of hope to win that game, is that it would actually fuck the franchise more, which the Jets always do.
And I don't know, rubbing in my face, like I would have felt, but I will say from last year, I am much more into this home field advantage thing. I don't know what I thought. Are the Raiders good?
You're scared of the air again. The
Raiders. No, I'm a little scared of a cross-country trip.
Yeah, you don't want to go to the black hole. Yeah.
The Raiders' offense is electric. Probably the best, probably could say the best offense in the NFL in terms of what they can do. Their defense outside of Khalil Mack is not very good. So that would be a shootout between you guys. A playoff shootout's scary.
Yeah,
because you don't want to be involved.
It's whoever has the ball left.
I don't think there's any chance the Raiders come into Gillette and beat us in the playoff game.
I'd agree with that.
I think we can definitely beat them there,
this is right around
our
the time.
Our boy Greg Olsen fucked us.
Why?
Because he fucking dropped the pass at the 20-yard line.
Okay, so this is right around the time
I try to throw out
like a name and then you say, oh, that's Big Cat's team? Can I throw out a name?
Yeah.
Okay. I think you should be a little worried about the Ravens.
That's
the type of game because they'll muck it up. Their defense is legit.
Listen,
so I'm just saying that right now. And I have a question for you.
The Ravens always were. The Ravens play us to the death every time we play them.
Are you at all, are you worried at all? Because obviously you guys were going to win that game yesterday, but if you're struggling with the Jets.
Yeah, that was the main thing.
Why do you
always play down to, not always, because there's obviously been massacres
we
before.
We struggle with the Jets in the Meadowlands all the time.
This team stinks.
I never do that with the Patriots. I never do 1 + 1 = 2. It doesn't. It's like, the year the Jets beat the Patriots in the playoffs, that was as good as the Patriots had looked in forever. Right. And they laid an egg in that game.
Here's the only thing I would be concerned about is that it's not even the defense. I think Brady has just looked like a little bit off, and Edelman's not the same guy. Yeah. You need Gronk. You need full strength Gronk.
I said yesterday in the parking lot, I said I won't play Brady, I won't play Gronk, I won't play Lewis, I won't play any of them versus these teams. You'll still probably win. They're going to be healthy, but no, it's way too early for me. I've seen this song and dance like 100 years in a row. What we see right now from Patriots this week
doesn't.
Well, yeah, and Brady also, he hasn't been off. It was more his leg. I think his leg was hurting him yesterday. Yeah.
They're all banged up, which is a problem.
But it's early. I'd rather be banged up now. Like, even you look the 2 years that we lost the Super Bowl, the Giants, at this point in the season, they were nothing. And then they just catch fire at the same time. Ravens, too.
Yeah.
The Ravens are a team that.
You don't want to
There's only so many teams in the AFC. I don't know about the fucking Raiders. I haven't seen enough of them when it matters. I know this.
Their defense is not that
if
good.
We play the Ravens when it matters in the playoffs, that's going to
be a close game.
Always is. As opposed to like the Colts, who won't be there. The Colts we're going to beat by 100 every time we play in
Colts
the playoffs.
Colts won't be there, yeah.
No, I know.
Can we talk about the Bears for a second?
Yeah, sure.
I actually had friends and family started texting me like, ooh, Matt Barkley, not so bad. So that's where we're at.
That's rock bottom. Yeah, and that's coming from a Jets fan.
And we had the same situation where it was like, first and goal. The Bears dropped more passes yesterday than anyone, any team in the last decade since they've been like recording drop pass stats. They had first and goal, and I was like, should I root for the Bears to win or the draft pick?
Do you know how bad
they suck so bad that it took like the like I didn't even have to worry about it.
Do you know how bad both your teams are? And obviously we played the Jets, so I was curious. You could have told me the Bears didn't play or didn't like I'm just there and I like rubbing it in, but they're so bad at some point what is rubbing it in? They've just been so bad for now so long. It's not even it's taking the fun out of the Monday rundown because we can obviously talk about the Patriots. For the rest of the season we can't talk about it. Your two teams are irrelevant.
You don't really care about any of the NFL except for the Patriots. Like, we can talk about any game if you want.
No. I mean, a lot of them don't matter. Here's the teams I care about right now. I care about the Cowboys. I think the Redskins are worthy. Maybe the Eagles a little bit. I care about, clearly, the Raiders, the Ravens, and then the Patriots are still the stir that straws the drink. That's just a fact.
Dolphins six straight.
Yeah, man, they're fucking hot. They're not going
to
go.
You just didn't know that.
But
I just had to say that.
No, I did know that because if we lost, it would have been a lot closer in the AFC East. I will say this. The Dolphins are a team. They're another team that when we play them in Miami, it's close. The Dolphins will come in. And did we play them in Miami? No, we played Miami last game of the season, actually. Yeah. So that could be a close game. That'll be like the Dolphins aren't in it, and they'll play it tough, and then everybody will pick the Dolphins for next year, and then we'll beat them by a hundo to start the season.
What's going to be really sad is the Bills are going to end up like 9-7 or 10-6 and not make the playoffs. Well, that's going to suck for the Bills Mafia.
1 year we didn't make the playoffs, 11-5.
That's going to suck for them.
I mean, one out of 20 years. But and Brady didn't play that season, and Castle looked like Joe Montana because Belichick's the greatest coach of all time. But cry me a river. From good to bad, Michigan versus college. It's a college recap. I usually we just say college. I really think there are only two stories in college football. We'll start with the first, which we did live, Michigan versus Ohio. Devastating game for Michigan fans like myself. Harbaugh, after the game, basically blamed it all on
cried.
The refs.
He cried. Well,
Harbaugh's a crier.
I shouldn't say he cried because did you see the Browns coach actually cried? Hugh Jackson actually cried when they asked him like how painful it is to be 0-12. He started to tear. So I shouldn't say he cried. Harbaugh, he cried without crying, without tears.
Those are Harbaugh tears. Yeah. That's the equivalent
thing
of crying.
Thing that got me as a Michigan guy is I didn't know what to think going in.
You guys are the better team.
They're better team.
That's got to kill you.
That's what
gotta
hurts.
Got to kill you.
That spot, I've watched it. Let me say this to the cameras. I'm looking at the cameras. I'm not saying that definitely was a first down or wasn't a first down, but it was a horrible spot. Like, the spot was nowhere close. It should have been this much either way. They gave him an extra fucking yard. But the three turnovers, I'll be a man
that's
who says it.
That's what killed you. You can't give up 21 off turnovers and complain about one spot.
No, you can because that AP voter.
Because that's what you did.
I made myself the replay.
For those who didn't see it, there's an AP voter who basically declared himself the referee.
Yeah.
He said he didn't think he got the spot, so the game is actually over. Ergo, Michigan won. By the way, I'm still in here in whispers. I don't know how it's possible.
No, I've stop. You're crazy. This is like the dumbest thing you've said.
I haven't heard it. It's an article.
That was actually a really bad moment for you as a sports fan when you turned to me in the fourth quarter. You're like, if Michigan loses, could they still get in?
No, yes, no, that was
one.
No, we misunderstood. I said if they hadn't lost to Iowa.
Okay.
But I am saying.
All right, so let's actually talk about that real quick.
There's articles. That's the big thing. There's articles that say don't count Michigan out.
So I want to ask your opinion real quick.
I want this coffee so bad, but I don't want to let the sponsor get a free ad.
It's fucking Starbucks, dude. McDonald's.
Have you guys ever heard of
this?
Have you ever heard of Starbucks?
Wow, this little coffee shop right around the corner. Don't want them to get that advertising.
Starbucks, maybe we'll fucking give you some free pub.
Washington wins, Clemson wins, Penn State wins. Who's your Final Four?
Alabama. Washington.
Okay. Clemson, I would assume.
I don't like Clemson. I'd go Penn State and Ohio State.
Okay, see, I don't think there's going to be two Big Ten teams. So my question is, ever put in Ohio State over Penn State when Penn State beat them head-to-head? That's the problem.
My bigger thing is you can't put Ohio State over. I don't care how you set up your fucking tournament. That's your fault, all right? If you win the Big Ten, you have to be the team.
Well,
number
no,
one team.
Because I unfortunately think, and all the Wisconsin fans out there are going to get mad at me for saying this, but I don't think Wisconsin has a chance at the Final Four simply because if they win the Big Ten championship, Ohio State beat them in the regular season. Wisconsin has two losses. Ohio State has one. They send Ohio State in over Wisconsin. And you know what? I can't even argue with that.
Because
you played them head-to-head at Camp Randall. If you can't beat a team head-to-head, you can't say that you're better than them, and you can't say you deserve it over them. That's why Penn State would go over Ohio State.
Yeah, I understand your argument, but you set your fucking tournament up, however you set it up, the conference tournament, and whoever wins your conference goes. Period.
Yeah,
like if you play a team baseball or a different season and they sweep you, but you win the playoffs.
The problem is the Big Ten has a really lopsided.
But that's the Big Ten's
problem.
I agree.
It's a good problem for Wisconsin.
It has to be your champion.
I don't know.
You can't be the champion of the Big Ten.
All I'm going to say is that
I'm
not going
to
be a Wisconsin fan that complains if they win and get left out because they had a chance to do it at home against Ohio State.
But it doesn't matter because everything Ohio State should have beaten Penn State on the road. If you
it's
win
winning
in
the playoffs,
conference champion,
it's basically winning
right.
the playoffs.
Yeah, but
you does head-to-head matter?
It matters.
That's the problem. This is the problem they're going to be in.
It matters if there's no conference champion. Once you create this championship game,
that's essentially a pseudo playoff game. Under everything you just said, you would assume that Ohio State's out then.
No, I said two teams.
Because Clemson should be in if they win their if Clemson and Washington both win their conference
so
titles.
So everybody's winning the conference.
Now you got three. You got all four conference title winners.
I'm throwing a wrench into
this.
No.
This is the problem they're going to have.
This
is why it's a problem.
No. I don't think you can, if we're looking in a conference, you can't take someone who didn't win the conference over who won. But you can leave a conference out. I'd leave Clemson, in my mind,
you
lost
think
twice.
One loss? No, that's stupid. Come on.
No, it isn't.
Ohio State lost twice.
Right. You can't
just. Why? Because Michigan should have won.
No, that's totally different.
No, it's not. You can't say they should have lost.
I can make up whatever I want. NC State missed like an extra point.
NC
State
a win's a win.
And NC State stinks.
Dude.
And who did Clemson lose to?
Dude.
Louisville stinks.
You can't do that.
Has Clemson got one good win?
They crushed. They beat Louisville.
Louisville stinks.
They beat Florida State, right? They beat Florida State.
They destroyed.
And,
Florida
and they're going to beat Virginia Tech. They'll beat
Virginia Tech.
Tech
stinks. The ACC
is not that bad.
The Big Ten. They're a four loss team in the Big Ten. So get them out.
That's crazy. I don't think they're a four loss team.
I don't even know what conference you represent. You've been arguing your ass off against the Big Ten.
I'm not arguing my ass off against the Big Ten. I don't think that the Big Ten. I'm getting everyone ready for judgment day when they surprise don't let two Big Ten teams in because it's not going to happen. If they let two Big Ten teams in, I will be fucking shocked. And I feel like everyone else will be shocked when they don't let two Big Ten teams
in. It's by far the best tournament, best conference.
I agree with that. There's going to be
two.
I just don't see it happening.
Put in two. I mean, Michigan, people who are talking Michigan has beat Colorado.
There will be major
State,
problems if you don't
Wisconsin.
Put a conference winner in because of what you just said.
It's
before.
Always a conference winner, always does
it. Gonna be, the whole thing is going to be wild.
Big 12, we're not even talking.
This is why Danny Tuwoke thinks that there's going to be a little fix in Virginia Tech and Colorado, both going to win, kind of clean the whole thing up.
No, it's not.
Then you're going to get open. That rat fuck Bob Stoops with his stupid visor is going to come. You know he's going to get the four seed and lose by 40 to Alabama somehow.
Two Big Ten teams. I'm telling you. It's the best.
He is. Bob Stoops is always fucking lingering. Like Oklahoma,
he always lingers.
They lose. They get blown out in September, and then it's like, ooh, Oklahoma, they could really make some noise.
Side note, your shoe's blinking. In my head, I thought my order from Panera was ready. Like that little fucking thing. Like it sounds like, well, the other story, the other big one. By the way, that was a great debate. I just want to clarify.
Yeah, it was a good debate.
I just want to, again, clarify what I said. People are going to say I'm contradictory. You can't go, if you win your conference and you're going to take someone from that conference, it has to be the champion. But you can leave out a conference.
Got it.
Coach O, LSU, to me, the most stunning news maybe of the year. Is that Coach O actually got the head coaching job at LSU. Does it ruin Coach O? Are you happy for Coach O?
Can we just still call him interim coach?
You jumped on the Coach O bit. I didn't even know you were Coach O guy.
You jumped in real fast. Yeah. Swooped in. Because we played the initial one, you were not a Coach O believer. When Dave and I had the intel, we were like, hammer Coach O. I'm so happy for him because I think I think his heart might like explode from happiness, like a dog. Seeing like its owner come back, you know what I mean? But he's immediately on the hot seat. That's for one. Like today, he's on the hot seat, and he's probably gonna fuck up if he doesn't get Lane Kiffin. And like we said, getting Lane Kiffin also is a fuck up because Lane Kiffin is a snake and he's about 10 billion times smarter than Coach O. So Lane Kiffin will be the coach of LSU in like a year and a half.
I could see actually that interview process when Coach O is interviewing Lane. He just has like a sword and he's just like cleaning it with a knife and Coach O's like, what you doing with that sword?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
No idea like what's
and
going
Lane's
on.
And Lane's like, yo. So Coach O, you work for me, right? And he's like, yeah, yeah.
When you hire a head coach and everyone immediately is like, he just needs to hire two coordinators? Yeah. Like that's a problem.
Well,
the thought.
It is like, crazy. Yeah.
These guys will actually coach the football game.
But he is
and
cheap.
Then Coach O will be over here motivating.
Coach
like, O's, that's not a good
if
plan.
If you wanna like try to, I'm the biggest Coach O guy, and I'm trying to figure out how this is going to work. The only way I can see it working, he is cheap. He's like $3 million versus $8 million for fucking Tom Herman. Who cares about him? And he could go get two great – he already has a good defensive
coordinator. The thought of him trying to match wits with Nick Saban
is like the saddest. Just the biggest mismatch
you know
of
what
all
he reminds
time.
Me of, which everyone but knew Les right
Miles
away.
That's what's crazy, too. I know, but, like, you know, the whole problem with Les Miles is that he couldn't beat Saban.
He's going to bring a coach. I'll tell you what, though. Coach O.
Who is the 49ers coach that we loved?
Tom Sula. Yeah.
He's like a college version of like
Absolutely.
Tom Sula.
I told you that Tom Sula, like, we reached out to Tom Sula's agent to see if he'd come on Pardon My Take. And he responded, he's like, I don't know where Jim is right now.
that's it. Imagine, have you ever seen like those Heisman, I'm sure you have, the Heisman house?
Yeah.
Imagine just like a coach's house with like Spangle and Coach O and guys like that.
Here's the one thing I'll say about Coach O. Within the next year or two, his defensive line is going to be four, like backwoods, Louisiana,
six
black
monster.
Dudes that are 300 pounds and run 4.240s, totally. And it's going to be awesome to watch.
No,
his offense is going to be the worst offense of all time, but the defense is going to be so much fun to watch.
Yeah, no, that's totally right. I just had a great thought. It went right up my brain with Coach O. Coach O, too, just quick shout out. There's certain videos, like when we watch, they're always smiling, shaking, dance that ass. It doesn't matter how many times I watch a video, I laugh. Every time he talks, the first time I hear it, I laugh.
The vibe of him snorting was incredible.
I know what's coming, and it still catches me
he
off
said
guard.
The job was bigger than life. He said, what he's going to do is bigger than life.
Do you think
life.
He still does all the antics? Like all like the football I was telling
Dave during the Ohio State-Michigan game, I was reading like an article about his regrets at Ole Miss, and one of them was banging a drum down the hallway when his coordinators were trying to work. So apparently Coach O knows like not to do that anymore, but I have a feeling.
That's the only thing that's
off
the
list. Stories like the time when he like took off his shirt and challenged his whole team to a fight.
Oh, he'll wrestle you. I think our guy here, Jay, sales guy, our baseball coach, is kind of like a Coach O type guy. He got like a verbal discussion with him. He's like, you can beat me in words, but can you beat me in a fight? Like he wanted to fight, and that's Coach O. Yeah. This one, let's follow this theme. I feel like there's a complicated rundown theme, so I'm going to try to explain it. I wrote a blog today. It was RG3. So RG3 got robbed in the team parking lot, probably by the valet. Like, he and his girlfriend left their wallets, like, on the seat, left, and someone just took all the money out, left everything out of sight. It's the most RG3 move of all. It's so RG3, and I wrote a blog. I love when guys do things that are so them. We had two other thems. Dwight Howard walking out of the arena versus the Lakers. Somebody called him a bitch. He stopped and like acted like he needed to be held back. He's yelling at the fan, like, come down here and say it to my face. It's a very Dwight Howard move. And then A-Rod Corp, we have this shot. He took it was his daughter's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see a glimpse into A-Rod. Yeah, the A-Rod Corp with like graphs and charts, but / doodles.
And it's just squares.
Yeah, and just A-Rod. Some sort of very rudimentary flow chart from A-Rod Corp.
So you sign the baseballs, then you open the emails, then cash.
So the question is, of these three incidents, RG3, Dwight Howard, A-Rod, what is the most reflective, what is the most, you know, that guy being that guy move?
Because
that's a really tough one.
This is
I unfortunately, as much as I love A-Rod Corp, I actually think I'm gonna go on record as saying the only job I'd quit Barstool for is A-Rod Corp.
We have that connection too.
Yeah, I would quit tomorrow to go work for you. And I think you would be like, you know what?
It would be, as long as you gotta go do it. Get the content from it. Like if Imagine just interning.
Just like, yeah, just like bringing his baseballs to him at 2 in the morning.
I bet you interns here do more than interns at fucking A-Rod Corp.
That's fucking fighting words.
I'm going to have to say RG3. That's just such an...
Dwight Howard is close too, though, man. I mean, that is Dwight Howard on the court and off the court to a T. Hold me back. I mean, the security guards was like, you know, half his size. Hold me back. Hold me back.
And the fact that Dwight Howard knew going to L.A. that was going to happen. So he played that out in his head week.
And even you could tell the fan was like, what are you talking about? Yeah. Like, I'm not going to come fight you. Like, what do you mean?
This is how it works,
dude. Want me to come down and fight you in the, like, tunnel? Like, it's just such a ridiculous thing. But I will agree, it's RG3. There's just something about it. And his reaction, too. Has he reacted?
His girlfriend was tweeting.
Yep.
And then he just wrote, shaking my head, SMH.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, I'm RG3 and I got robbed.
He's going to have some sort of, and it's like he's in the middle of going 0-12. He's going to have some sort of inspirational, like, when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. Like, that is RG3.
It'll be a pun with steel or something.
It's such, like, you can't disrespect a professional athlete more than RG3 gets disrespected. The people who work at the stadium for the franchise that he's the quarterback from stole from him.
They just robbed him.
Could you imagine that happening to Tom Brady? Like,
they knew, like, there was... zero repercussions.
No.
If we get caught for this, it won't matter.
Who's going to tell
us? It's RG3. Zero repercussions. I think they probably did it like while he was 2 steps away from the car.
Yeah.
Like he was getting out the keys and just like, bye, RG3.
That's just a ridiculous move, by the way, to think you can leave your wallet. I don't care where you're fucking parking. Like, this is like common sense.
RG3. Yeah. Quick commercial break. Oaks and Cokes. Drink them up today during the telethon. We're at the Oaks and Cokes bar. We're going to be doing it, Bacardi Oakheart, and it is going to be part of the telethon. We'll be drinking, talking, dialing. Long rundown, too. Another scuffle. Draymond Green versus Schefter. So, what? Did I say it wrong?
Yeah.
Draymond Green?
Draymond is not the correct way to say
Drummond?
It.
Drummond?
Yeah, Drummond. Drummond Green.
Draymond Green.
Draymond.
That's fucking. I
mean, Draymond is like weird.
In the scheme of me mispronouncing things to get
Draymond
hung up on Draymond Green is a little ridiculous. Anyways, it's him versus Schefter. So Schefter pointed out that I don't even know what game it is. Somebody could, I guess, gone down at the one and ended the game, but
it's last night's Sunday night game.
They scored instead, and Schefter pointed out Draymond Green was like, no player would ever do that. And then Schefter comes back over the top with a clip of somebody doing that. And then
Ryan Westbrook, I think it was.
Was it?
Yeah.
And then Draymond Green is like, you've never played the game. You're just like John Clayton. John Clayton bombed from the clouds, by the way. Just get him in the mix.
Keep
John Clayton's name off your list.
Who do you have in this fight? And I know you're not a Shefty guy. You almost broke your leg at the Super Bowl jumping out of
a car. When I tried to get a picture with Shefty. He's got me blocked still, so I didn't even know this was happening. I have Shefty's side just because any athlete who does the you didn't play the game, that means you lost.
So fucking lame.
It's such a fucking lame thing to say. Like, okay, well, Draymond, you probably didn't go to school. Like, you didn't go to class.
Also,
at Michigan State, you can't tweet.
Didn't he play football when he was younger?
Two
he was
plays.
Terrible, right?
Yeah. Two plays at Michigan State.
Anybody who plays that card, I mean, there are fucking great coaches. There are great GMs. There's a million people who didn't play the game who know sports well. It's the laziest argument
Not
of all time.
Not to mention, Schefter... like, the actual argument, Schefter proved him wrong right away. He's like, no one would ever do that. He's like, someone did that.
Right, and like a highly respected, classic, like, legendary player, you know?
Legendary. The one thing I will say, I would have liked to be a fly on the wall when John Clayton found, like, he was dragged into this
mess. Man. That's not fair.
But, I mean, there's not a lot of people in sports media that I think is universally well-liked. I've never heard anybody say anything bad about John Clayton. Yeah,
how could you
say something bad about John Clayton?
The only person who ever said something bad about John Clayton was Sean Salisbury. We need that show back. That was the best show on ESPN. When they played like the geek versus jock.
And he
would like say mean shit to like, he'd be like, you pencil neck geek.
That was a good show.
It was like First Take, but like real. Like,
yeah,
like
right. Natural, yeah. You could tell Salisbury was like actually pissed.
Yeah.
We can probably go quick on this, but it's going viral. We have the guy doing a photo shoot in New York traffic. Somebody walks up behind this guy and bashes his windshield in. You have it as 100% fake?
1,000% fake.
Do you agree with that?
I'm not gonna say 1,000%. My fake meter is going off.
You do know he is a YouTube prankster.
Oh, then yes, it is 100%.
I didn't know that. I would go 1,000% before I knew that.
Yeah. Right. So okay, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things going on here. But his he tweeted like right before that, "What should my next video be? Prank or social experiment?"
Fuck
so
that.
It's gonna be one of those fucking things.
Fuck that. But did he? What's not a prank? Is he still stuck the traffic there?
Right.
Yeah.
So
right.
he actually should
and
be shot.
Yeah. Yeah. I was gonna say, you know, somebody should just hit him with a fucking baseball.
Right.
Bat.
Right. This like is a, like the prank shows when they like go to the hood and they say the N-word, like just a prank, guys.
Right.
Just a prank.
I mean, it's a prank that the guy did, but you should be thrown in jail. For
yeah.
That type
100%. Especially in Manhattan.
This one's an actually interesting story. So Special Olympics, we have some 9-year-old kid disqualified for swimming too fast. Suffers from autism. I didn't know you could get into the Special Olympics with autism.
That does seem like you're not. You're not special enough.
Then again,
shout out to the autistic people, but I'm just saying.
Then flip side, I'm pretty sure people with Down syndrome have like the extra strength. So that kind of negates
the autism.
It's
almost like a plus in the Special Olympics.
Right.
There's a little more to the story. So they're accusing this kid of tanking the prelims.
Right.
So you can't go 15 seconds faster in a second heat.
Classic move.
But and now 15,
I think it's 15%.
15% something.
Yeah.
And he did that. Now here's the thing: if we're in the Special Olympics, and I know it's special, but you have the word Olympics, you shouldn't have divisions. That's the problem. So you can tank it and go in a lower division and win,
right.
As opposed like so. There's this element like who cares how you do in the heats? If you make it, you make it. But they're saying he went in a slower division to win the C division as opposed to going to the A division.
Yeah.
That's on the Special Olympics. I always believe whether you have autism, you have some other thing, whatever it may be, you play to win the game in the Olympics.
Well, there should be different categories like
all autistic kids then.
All autistic kids, all kids with Down syndrome. All, like, if you're missing a limb, you need to be in your
one leg, two legs.
Yeah,
because versus missing limbs is apples and oranges.
Yeah,
you
right.
Can't have
I guess my theory with it, and I agree with you guys, is you can never blame gaming the system on the people on the person who gamed it.
Right.
Like,
except when it's the Special Olympics and you're, like, kind of in the spirit of...
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is all coming from
parents. You gotta be a real fucking scumbag to be like, I'm gonna game the Special
and
Olympics.
And it's not the kids. It's like scumbag parents who are like, hey, Timmy, go out there and swim extra
slow.
So
that's when it really
the
sucks. Like, that kid I feel bad for because people are probably making fun of him.
It's very Belichick.
It's very Portnoy. I would do this if I had that kid and you love your kid. Let's say, Shay Clancy, you want to get on medal and have little tears coming down. And you know, hey, Shay, I can get you on the medal stand by swimming a little fucking slower because these dummies at the rules committee of the Special Olympics, we're going to game that system.
You're going to get a medal in a lesser heat.
But the kid doesn't know that.
Well, they don't know anything. They're in the Special Olympics. This is crazy.
Everyone should get a medal. I think everyone does.
What's crazy, I mean, the kid finished, blew him out of the water, and they gave him a ribbon. That's crazy.
Don't call it the Olympics, then.
You don't like the O word being thrown around.
Well, it's you swim to win.
Yeah.
You compete to win.
Which you hate the Olympics anyway.
I hate the Olympics.
Yeah.
I like the Special Olympics more than the real Olympics.
Oh, okay.
The O word. It's retarded to say the O word.
Be careful. Careful, you don't.
You're throwing around the R word during a Special Olympics segment.
The O word, the R word.
You don't hear me say that.
Yep.
No, nope. I respect.
That's like, that actually, by the way.
I have one buddy who every time I've said that in 15 years will call me.
We know,
be like,
because there's literally no rules for you.
I hate that we lost the R word.
You say anything you want. You murder
who,
people.
Me?
Yeah, you murder people. You accuse people of being terrorists. You say cunt. You do all this. But if you say retard.
Retard's
my God. Dave page views.
Yeah,
not
everybody calls him out.
The line, the fact that you have a line somewhere is insanity.
I respect, you know? It's like fucking simple game of respect.
That's the real R word.
Yeah.
Respect.
Respect. It's all about the R word.
I don't think people realize that you have that line.
Respect for the R word.
We don't say that around you.
Respect for the R word.
We've been so for years. We've known not to say the R word.
I don't like calling kids just trying out there fucking win a medal. He should go as fast as he can.
Notice I even said Down syndrome.
Down syndrome. Challenge. Slow. Whatever you want to call it.
I don't think
slow. I would rather the R word than someone call
kind of idiots. You know, like they're morons.
Nobody will ever say I don't
super
have respect
dumb.
For the R
super
word.
Dumb.
The extra dumb kids, you know.
Don't try to paint me into this corner. I'm all on them. I'm fucking ambassador of the Special Olympics, basically, because I don't use the R word. I respect it. Last one, Black Friday, Cyber Monday. This is kind of post show.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I feel like
it was a lot of money.
Oh, we got murdered. We're going to get murdered tonight. I feel it was also a slow day for Black Friday fights. We had the toilet paper one, which...
The Canadians was funny.
Canadians
yeah,
going
no,
slow.
I mean, that was nauseating.
I love the lady getting squished in between the shopping carts.
What about the one, the fake? Was there the fake one? Was that fake when the guy stole, or the woman stole it from a kid? A box from a kid? I don't know if you saw that.
I didn't see that one. Sounds fake.
This is the problem with the internet. Everything's fucking ruined.
Yep.
Because Black Friday comes, and now we got fake Black Friday videos.
Right.
Oh, and quick shout out. We didn't mention this in the Michigan game. But watching back my reaction, I thought that was the fun. The LeBron choreographed
you
dance.
You could not believe it was LeBron.
That was so cool.
Yeah.
That was
so awesome.
The worst thing I've ever seen, like, live. Like, that's as... And I honestly couldn't believe it was him. He's just such a fucking
lame. I can't believe that you couldn't believe it was him.
I could believe it was him, but it's like it was all happening so fast. It's like we're in complete control of the game, pick six, and LeBron's doing the Boogie Boys on fucking TV.
By the way, you know you were saying before the game or during the game, you're like, has any blogger ever won the national title and the Super Bowl? Well, LeBron James, if Ohio State makes it, Ohio State winning the national title and his Dallas Cowboys winning the Super Bowl.
Dallas Cowboys. That's wow. That guy's such a cock.
He's a big Cowboys fan.
Huge Cowboys fan.
We'll see what the Yankees do next year.
If the Browns win a game, he'll be that back there. Cyber Monday tonight, the 20% is still going. 6:30, buy a shirt. You get the call-in number. Call whoever buys the most. You pick who you want to talk to or some shit like that. That may not be how it works, but that's how I'm saying how it works.
It's going to just be
do it fast. Buy. The earlier you get it, the earlier the better, because we're not going to be here all night.
And I also want to say we can't be held responsible for any technology that doesn't work. And that's all I'm going to say about that, because it's a big undertaking, and hopefully it works.
Do
but it may
think,
not.
I mean, you think you would like wait online to talk to
us?
I think the idea that we don't want to talk to you. We don't want to talk to you about like the Monday Night Football game. We want to talk to you.
You better be funny.
We want to know. Talk to you. Why did you buy the shirt?
And what does it mean to you?
That's what about.
Right.
Yeah.
What have people said?
This is a very sentimental. It's about the kids.
It's for the kids. Hashtag.
Yeah, I think we should donate it to the Special Olympics.
We should give that homeless guy who lives down the street one of our shirts.
The guy who does the.
I tried to give that guy an umbrella the other day, and he it was raining. I had an umbrella. I was like, "Hey man, do you want my umbrella?"
That's disrespectful.
And he was like, "Get the fuck out of here."
Yeah, man. He doesn't want your charity.
Quick.
I was trying to be nice.
Quick update.
Why are you still interacting with the homeless?
It was my last time.
Crazy. Your sweatshirt, the Larry, the full.
Go easy on the Pepsi.
Got a compliment at the S word this morning. Get my coffee. They were like, "Who's Larry?" I was like, "It's my goldfish," and they all kind of cheered for me. Like, yeah. They probably thought I was an R word.
Those two.
You got a goldfish.
Sweatshirts are the real ones. This one is the ghetto booty one because our t-shirt guy, we told him we were doing this event, like, "Hey, have the shirts here." He's like, got it. And now he's just MIA because he didn't get a lot of the shirts here. But they don't look this. I'm wearing some sort of.
Like they all look like this.
Yeah, I'm wearing like a
couldn't survive a show without getting killed there. They just look like this. That's all you had to say.
They look like they this. Look they like don't this. Look
high
like
quality.
This.
High quality. It blends in. There's not like a big rectangle.
The Larry one is slimming and the haircut.
I'm like literally just sweating. I'm wearing, I think, long johns.
Yeah,
I'm wearing long johns.
Well, it's also a million degrees in here.
All right, that's a rundown.